You're with SBS Radio Viva. Smarter living, learning and leisure for the over 50s.
As we get older, for some, loneliness looms and a sense of purpose can go missing. It's estimated that between 10 to 15% of older people go through depression. What are the signs and how can you best start a conversation with the person you've worried about? Melanie Backus is a volunteer at Enliven in southeast Melbourne. She connects refugees and migrants to suitable health and settlement services. Melanie notices that older people are more prone to depression, with symptoms sometimes being mistakenly regarded as a part of aging.
First thing is they themselves are not aware that they are going through some kind of sickness. The few people they have connection with, they are unable to identify, okay, this person is going through some kind of anxiety or depression. That's why they are behaving this way, or that's why they are unable to sleep.
Former AMA National President Dr. Mukesh Haikerwal is a board member of Beyond Blue and a general practitioner. He says whilst people from some cultures may be more reserved in sharing their problems, there are signs to tell if a person is going through depression.
It's often just the way in which they appear. They haven't taken time to look after themselves with how they dress, demeanour, you know, the way they groom themselves. The house may be untidy. They may just not speak very happily, bit of a monotone. No life in the speech. It means that they are not functioning well, not really in any interest, nothing sort of to look forward to, nothing that they're enjoying at the moment.
Working as a GP in Altona North, one of Australia's most multicultural municipalities, Dr. Haikerwal often sees people who bring in an older person for checkup after noticing warning signs.
In my practice, on a daily basis, I'll have concerned neighbours bringing in their older, retired neighbours because they're worried about them one shape or form. It may be because of a medical issue. It may be because they're losing weight. It may be because they're tearful. It may be because they're just disengaged. And approaching that is really important.
Melanie acknowledges that talking to an older person about their mental state isn't easy.
I just be there for them, give them calls, go out with them just to make them feel comfortable. If I feel that they need to see someone professionally, I connect them with them and encourage them to say that, you know, this is nothing wrong, that everybody has problems like this. It is just common. So just giving them hope.
If you're concerned about the mental well-being of an older person, Dr. Haikerwal suggests breaking the ice by starting a simple conversation.
People will not say that they are low or depressed. They always put a brave face on. The most common greeting is, how are you going? How are you? And the most common response is, I'm all right. And it's actually important to go beyond that. How is, you know, other aspects of your life? Like, how are you feeling? Are you sleeping all right? Are you eating all right? Is anything worrying you? Have you got stress? Words like that in the non-clinical setting, which can be a good alert and a good trigger to keep the conversation and take it at the next level.
Sometimes a mental disorder can also imitate an illness or physical symptoms such as pain or fatigue.
If something's wrong, it's wrong. But sometimes it can be a depressive illness, anxiety illness, which can mimic some of the symptoms of those medical conditions. So you always need to work those side by side and not ignore the medical, somatic, and not ignore the depressive mental health illness sides of it as well, so that you can be sure that you're eliminating the somatics, so that you're not just fobbing people off and saying it's all in your mind, which you must never do. It's a very unhelpful way to be. But you must always work through the mental health side of things when you're dealing with the bodily somatic issues, because one can aggravate the other.
And common triggers such as illness, grief and loss, financial stress, social isolation or relocation of a loved one can often lead to depression.
People who are retired or retiring and feel that they have a lack of purpose. Older people often feel a burden on their families. They feel a burden on their children, grandchildren. And, you know, they need to be reassured that's not the case. And if they are unwell, the illnesses can be dealt with. And it may mean dealing with the medical side, but also may mean dealing with the stress side as well. And that's not a bad thing. It can be dealt with.
In Australia, as many as 45% of people will experience a mental health condition in their lifetime. In any given year, 1 million adults will suffer from depression and 2 million from anxiety. There are steps you can take if you're worried about someone's well-being and unsure of what to do.
There's a lot that can be done, including conversation, including joining people up to other people who can put a bit of spark back into their life, provide them activities, and obviously and a connection with health professional, general practitioner, psychologists, other people around that are working in the community that can support people.
Melanie also sees forming social networks as being highly beneficial for improving one's overall happiness.
Especially the people who are connected with something like, say, religious people. There are seniors groups, ethnic senior groups are there. There's some kind of interaction with the other people. That way they get to have a better quality of life and have a longer life as well.
If you or someone you know may be experiencing depression, you can find out more by visiting these websites: SANE Australia, Black Dog Institute, Lifeline, or Beyond Blue. You can get support over the phone by calling Lifeline at 13 11 14. Men's Line Australia, servicing men of any age, on 1300 789 978, or Beyond Blue on 1300 22 46 36. You can also access free interpreter service to connect with these support services by ringing the TIS helpline on 131450.
Enjoy more stories in your language. Visit sbs.com.au/radio.